and welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another movie review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Kung Fu Panda 4.
What is this place?
The best crooks and criminals live here.
You're a wanted criminal?
You sound surprised. Is it surprising?
Now you kids be careful of those fireworks.
Silence makes our tummies tingle.
Why should we help you?
We can take down the chameleon together. Being the dragon warrior, it's who I am. Skadoosh. What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
What is it you're holding?
A cookie?
You were chosen to become something more than you already are.
Like I said before, I'm sorry I've been late, and the review is coming a little later than when I watched the film. It's been a hectic around here. Give me a break. But yeah, Kung Fu Panda 4. I enjoy the Kung Fu Panda franchise. Sure, some of the shows were hit or miss, but I overall enjoy Po and the gang. I was excited to see what they were gonna do. Sequels, for sure. They themselves are a hit or a miss, and I was interested to see what we were gonna get with Kung Fu Panda 4. And the first thing I'll say is the plot for it is very interesting, to say the least. It brings back at least the cast of Jack Black and Bryan Cranston reprising their roles as Po and
Master Shifu? If I'm remembering right, it always baffled me. No, Dustin Hoffman plays Master Shifu. So I'm really glad with that. Bryan Cranston is Po's dad. Yeah, that's what it is. And James Hong comes back as Po's goose dad. They're back, and I'm glad the dynamic, they work really well. The cast is great. The cast is great, and a new character played by Awkwafina of Zen. So this is where we'll get. And if you notice, I didn't mention some of the other casts. So the other cast members of the Furious Five are not in the film, and they give in-world reason why. And that, for me, felt a little bit underwhelming, and I'm like, oh, okay, so we're not going to get the Furious Five at all in this one. Okay, so this is a film about Po, and him kind of the next, steps in his training from Dragon Warrior to kind of the leader of the Valley of Peace, and him himself finding a new Dragon Warrior. So you kind of get an idea where the film's going along with the introduction of a new character, right? And so you kind of get it ahead. It's a kid's film. I'm not expecting the greatest thing, but some of the other Kung Fu Panda films have been, for the most part, entertaining and actually really enjoyable and has a reasonably good plot. And I was like, come on, please give me something good. For the most part, I felt the plot moved reasonably well. The flow worked. I was never really that deterred, never looking at my clock or anything. I'm like, okay, it moves well. Like I said, Jack Black continues to do a wonderful job as Po, and the new character of Zen as played by Awkwafina, she did an all right job. It's a new character, so you have to kind of build into it. And this character is like, okay. Now the big one, the antagonist, who are they going against? And they're going against the chameleon. And this is where what the plot is. So apparently the chameleon is kind of conjuring from the spirit realm all the previous martial artists and gaining their abilities to copy them. You know, a chameleon. Get it? And Po has to stop them because they're, you know, stealing every ability to become the ultimate martial artist. And you know, along the way, you know, plot, lessons learned, things along the nature. So what gets for me is One is some of the martial arts fun and entertaining and enjoyable. Like I said, it's a kid's film, but it has to be still enjoyable, you know, fun to watch, like all the kung fu, you know. I felt it worked well. There was some fun scenes here and there. Comedy-wise, you know, Kung Fu Panda, for the most part, has had some fun jokes here and there. And they're there. If you saw the trailer, there's a fart joke. So there, you know, sometimes fart jokes can be hit or miss. Trust me, I'm not one to go against a fart joke. They get me sometimes. But, comedy was so, nothing to really like get me. I was in a theater full of kids, which for the most part, I, you know, getting that reaction, also kind of seeing how the R audience was, the most part they were having fun. And for anyone wondering, for the most part, you know, when you're in a kids movie filled with kids who are chit-chatting everything, they're reasonably quiet, surprisingly, and I really enjoy it. I think they're really engaged with it, and I think that's the one thing I can give this film. It's fairly engaging, and you know, it was fun. I, you know, there was laughs when there were laughs, even if some of the laughs weren't meant for me, they pulled through for our audience. And the story itself, it's pretty straightforward, and you can kind of see where it's going. There is an interesting twist, and I'm like, okay, that one got me a little bit. But nothing too grand. For Kung Fu Panda 4, kind of like dimming it down, it's not bad. You could kind of wait for it to go on streaming. Even though a lot of the scenes, like DreamWorks does a lot of great things when it comes to these animations. Like, it looks really good. It, like, visually looks amazing. You know, it's a DreamWorks film. It looks clean. You know, it's kind of just going back. If you kind of look back on Kung Fu Panda 1, it's a lot like crisper than it was there. The audio is fun. The music they chose is really enjoyable. I think those, the things, the mix of all these things is what's fun. Actually, you know what? A little bit of the comedic thing, going back to kind of Poe's dads, I think I got more of the jokes and comedy from them. I liked when they were together. They're doing their own thing. You get a lot of fun from there, but maybe that's kind of just from an adult's standpoint, but it was fun. I enjoyed that. But overall, it's a fun film, but definitely you can kind of wait for it to come out on streaming. You know, nothing too grand about it. But yeah, those are kind of my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts on Kung Fu Panda 4. Are you excited? Are you going to watch it? Or it's by the time this gets released, it's probably gone. But let me know your thoughts down in the comments down below. So yeah, thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya.